Today is Tuesday, February 9th. We have an update about how the historic impeachment trial of former President Trump will play out, and it all starts today. Also, what a new nonpartisan study found about raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. We'll explain both the good and the bad. Plus, how Tesla gave Bitcoin a big boost. What's changing in Major League Baseball? And what could be making allergy season worse? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The historic second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump gets going today. Senate leaders have now reached an agreement on the rules and decided to make this an exceptionally speedy trial. So here's what you can expect. Today will be the first time the 9 House Democrats acting as prosecutors will come face-to-face with Trump's legal team. They'll be debating for up to 4 hours about whether the trial is even legitimate under the Constitution, since the former president is no longer in office. You'll remember the Senate already voted on that same question 2 weeks ago. And every Democratic senator, along with 5 Republicans, decided yes, the trial is constitutional. Every other Republican voted no, it's not. But they'll vote again today after hearing more arguments from both sides. And as long as the majority of senators still think it's fair to keep going, they will move on to the next phase of the trial tomorrow. That's opening arguments. Both sides will have up to 16 hours over 2 days to present their cases. And since they've filed pretrial documents, we already have a general idea of what they're going to say. So here's a quick reminder. The Democrats argue the former president incited the deadly Capitol invasion by wrongly claiming there was election fraud for months beforehand, and also for telling his supporters to fight in a speech just before the riot. They say Trump cannot escape accountability for his actions as president. On the other side, Trump's legal team has said the former president's comments were never meant to be taken literally, and the people who attacked the Capitol did so willingly and voluntarily. They also call the trial political theater. After the opening arguments, senators, basically acting as jurors, will get 4 hours to ask both sides questions. And they could at this point decide to call witnesses, though the AP says that's unlikely. Whenever the witness's question is resolved, the trial will wrap up with closing arguments. And then, of course, there's the actual vote on whether to convict former President Trump. Remember, at least 17 Republicans would need to join all 50 Democrats to find him guilty. Of course, we'll keep you updated along the way. There's new reason for lawmakers to argue for and against a higher federal minimum wage. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office looked into what would happen if the U.S. raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour by the year 2025. And remember, President Biden and many Democrats are looking to do just that. Well, the study found if they get their way, 27 million American workers would get raises, and it would lift 900,000 of them above the poverty line. It would also not have much of an impact on the federal budget. But the same study found there are downsides, too, that 1.4 million Americans would also lose their jobs completely, and the extra cost to businesses could also lead to higher prices for consumers. The minimum wage has been set at $7.25 an hour for the last 12 years. And in case you haven't done the math, assuming a full-time 40-hour-a-week schedule, that adds up to about $15,000 a year before taxes. Of course, raising wages to $15 an hour would be more than double that. Many supporters say that's a lot closer to a living wage. And still, Biden and some congressional Democrats are suggesting that it would only reach that level gradually, so people would get $1.50 more an hour every year for 5 years. But for many Republicans and some moderate Democrats, that's still a no-go. They say even 5 years from now, a $15 an hour minimum wage would kill jobs and hurt small businesses, especially in rural areas where the cost of living is lower. Expect to hear more about this study in the future. A second elected congressman has died from COVID-19. Texas Republican Ron White died in the hospital less than 3 weeks after testing positive for the virus. White was high risk, since in recent years he's been battling lung cancer. But in a statement, his office wrote, quote, "Ron maintained his quick wit and optimism until the very end." You'll remember Congressman-elect Luke Letlow died back in September, just weeks before he was set to begin his first term. There will be special elections in the next couple of months to select new representatives for their districts. Overall, in less than a year, nearly 465,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. And the rate of new deaths has basically been going up since September. But there is hope the trend is now changing. The COVID Tracking Project found in the past week, the U.S. reported a 25% drop in new cases. And the average number of COVID-19 patients in American hospitals fell by 15%. Those are both record drops. Facebook says it'll be fighting harder against misinformation, especially when it comes to COVID-19 vaccines. Facebook says it checked with the World Health Organization and others to come up with a list of false or misleading information to watch out for. For example, it said it will start removing posts saying the vaccines cause autism or that it's safer to actually get COVID-19 than get the vaccine, since scientists say neither one of those claims has been proven. The company is also giving $120 million in advertising credits to UN agencies and health ministries to spread reliable information about vaccines. We have much more news still ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Monk Pack. Healthy snacks have a bad reputation, and let's be honest, most don't taste very good. They don't fill you up, and they certainly don't satisfy your cravings. Well, Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars contain 1 gram of sugar or less, 2 to 3 grams of net carbs, and they're only 150 calories. Monk Pack Keto Nut and Seed Bars have a perfect balance of sweet and salty, a crunch from whole nuts and seeds, and they still manage to be soft and chewy. They also come in delicious flavors. A couple of my favorites are caramel sea salt and peanut butter dark chocolate. Try it for yourself and you'll see. And you can get 20% off your first purchase of any Monk Pack product by visiting monkpack.com and entering our code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. And they're backed with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you don't like them for any reason, they'll exchange the product or refund your money, whichever you prefer. To get started, just go to monkpack.com. That's MUNKPACK.com and select any product. Then enter the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout to save 20% off your purchase. Monk Pack. Delicious, nutritious food you can count on. Okay, now back to the news. Tesla is throwing its weight behind Bitcoin. The electric automaker has now invested $1.5 billion in the cryptocurrency and says it plans to eventually accept it as payment from customers. As a reminder, Bitcoin is the world's largest cryptocurrency. It's basically like a digital form of money that's decentralized, or in other words, there's no main authority like a bank or government. Ultimately, the value of a Bitcoin is based on what people are willing to pay for it. And Tesla founder Elon Musk has high hopes for it. Tesla's investment could have a domino effect, too. As the Washington Post points out, it could prompt other major corporations to accept Bitcoin as a legitimate form of money. Already, Microsoft, Wikipedia, and PayPal accept it worldwide. But now that Tesla is in, Bitcoin hit a new high yesterday, topping $47,000 per coin. That said, some market experts are skeptical. They think Tesla is just investing in Bitcoin as a distraction meant to stir up more interest in its own stock. To be continued. Baseball fans might soon notice their favorite MLB teams are hitting fewer home runs, and it might not have anything to do with the quality of players. The MLB is reportedly making changes to its baseballs. Sources tell the AP, moving forward, baseballs will be made slightly different, so they're a little less bouncy and just a little bit lighter. The MLB tried them in an independent lab already and found the new balls will fly about 1 to 2 feet shorter when hit over the length of the field. Some analysts tell The Athletic this could reduce home run rates by 5%. So what's behind this? Well, the current baseballs have come under scrutiny in recent years since home runs are becoming more and more common. In fact, in the 2019 season, MLB players hit a record 6,776 home runs. Experts think it's largely because the baseballs have an inconsistent design. So the new changes might help correct that. A new study blames climate change for making allergy season worse. Researchers found since 1990, the allergy season in North America has started, on average, 20 days earlier and had about 21% more pollen. And they found warming temperatures and increased carbon dioxide are largely at fault. Scientists explain it by saying the warmer the earth gets, the earlier spring starts, and the earlier plants and trees bloom. Then, on top of that, plants produce more pollen when they get more carbon dioxide. Some parts of the U.S. are faring worse than others. The biggest effects were seen in Texas, the Midwest, and Southeast. Scientists say this recent study is the most comprehensive one that links the allergy trend to climate change. And they say the trend is only expected to get worse. Mars is about to get a little more crowded. 3 spacecraft are set to reach the red planet over the next few weeks, with the first one slated to arrive today. The unmanned spaceships were all launched within days of each other last July. One was sent up by the U.S., another by China, and a third by the United Arab Emirates. They were all sent there for research, and they'll be studying things like the red planet's weather. They'll also be collecting rocks that could tell us if life ever existed there. For each country, this mission marks a major milestone. As The Verge reports, for the UAE, it's the country's first foray into deep space. For China, this will be its first independent attempt to land on Mars. As for the U.S., this will be its first shot at deploying a Martian helicopter-style spacecraft. Of course, this is not NASA's first trip to Mars. It already has two active spacecraft on the surface, and it's hoping to get humans on Mars as soon as the 2030s. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Native. Native aluminum-free deodorant is a great addition to your 2021 routine. I only use Native deodorant right now because I feel good about what's in it. They include only things I've actually heard of, and none of their products are tested on animals. In fact, almost everything is vegan. Plus, they have options, from their rotating seasonal scents so you can always switch things up and smell great, to unscented options if you prefer the natural scent, and even deodorants with plastic-free packaging. I also love that Native is risk-free to try. Every product comes with free shipping within the U.S., plus free 30-day returns and exchanges. You can even subscribe to Native so you'll never have to sweat about running out of deodorant again. Make the switch to Native today by going to nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use our promo code newsworthy at checkout and get 20% off your first order. That's nativedeo.com/newsworthy or use our promo code newsworthy at checkout for 20% off your first order. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And with Valentine's Day right around the corner, today's trivia question is about a famous type of chocolate. M&M stands for what two last names? Join us over on Instagram to play along. You'll see our trivia quiz in Instagram stories, so find and follow us at NewsworthyPod. As for last week's trivia question, why are there only 28 days in February? The answer is a Roman superstition. Back in the 8th century BC, the Roman king thought even numbers were unlucky. So when the Roman calendar was created, he wanted all the months to have an odd number of days. But to make sure everything added up for the year, one month needed to have an even number. So February was stuck with 28, and at the time it was widely considered the unlucky month. Of course, that calendar was eventually phased out because it only included 355 days, and seasons and months would end up falling out of sync. Now we have 10 more days in a year and plenty of even-numbered months, but the 28-day February still stands, of course, unless there's a leap year. All right, thanks again for listening today. Be sure to subscribe or follow in your podcast app so you never miss an episode. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.